Hello, loves. Welcome back to another episode. It's been a couple of weeks since I last recorded. You know how you have those moods where you don't really know what's wrong, but you just feel out of place? Nothing can satisfy you no matter how hard you try, and you're overwhelmed on top of that. That's essentially been the mood that I've been in. I've been really busy with things and trying to trick myself out of my anxiety. It sounds so silly to say out loud, but it's what it is. And so I've just kind of been in a funk, been in a mood where I just haven't felt like talking. Haven't had anything to talk about. And I need to just get work done. I had events coming and going, things coming and going. And I'm pretty sure I've written some of these things in my planner. I had them marked on my calendar, and I just felt like I couldn't keep up. So it's just been a lot of huffle-puffle, if you will. And I think that's been a part of the problem, is that I need to take some things off of my to-do list. So I made it past that moment where I was just starting to kind of spiral down because I just was over-anxious, a little depressed, and very overwhelmed with a lot of things. And part of my tactic to get out of that is, like I said, tricking myself out of that. I have to switch gears a bit, maybe work on something that is a passion project of mine and not necessarily a work thing. Or read, or even play a video game, which I'll do off and on when I'm feeling, you know, like I can't control much. So I recently, and I mean as in a few days ago, had to purchase another machine because my machine, while it is working, it is being very particular right now. And maybe it was reading my mood and and decided, you know, to be amongst bad company. So I had to purchase a new machine, which is unfortunate and fortunate, I suppose. Because I've been working on a big custom order for a client. Funny enough, this client and I have been working together. I'm embarrassed to say on this one project how long it is. And it's not him. A lot of it is me. A lot of it's just the process. But it's probably been, if not 2 years, a year and a half, going on 2 years for sure. And this is something that I really like doing. I've done the entirety of the process of making patches for him. I mean, he first hired me to make his idea come to life and illustrate. And then we went from there to talking through mock-ups and just a whole shebang. So he just placed a really big order. And I'm so fortunate, so grateful, absolutely overjoyed that I have the opportunity to do this, that he chose me. Because one of our last interactions before this one was that he wanted to kind of step away and check his options. And I am very happy that people want to do that. I absolutely would love to be the person that can be involved in the total process for people. And I've had these conversations before, but I have no problem with you farming out the job to someone else if you feel like our alignments don't match. And so he originally stepped away so he could, I suppose, shop around. And then I completely forgot about this project, honestly. This was months ago, probably 6-ish months ago. And he hit me up randomly and he was just like, yeah, we're going to go with you. And I was just like, oh, thanks. Thank you so much. Can't wait. I know the project in and out because, again, I illustrated it. I digitized it. I did the whole thing. So knowing that I know as much about this project as I do, you would think that there are no issues. That's wrong. That is a big fat false. And I suppose there's a greater lesson that God wanted me to see in this. in this particular issue, this hence the reason that I needed to get a new machine, had set up the design as well as I could so I can get things worked out on my bigger machine. And I was running into almost every issue thought of when it came to these patches. So he ordered two. He ordered a mono color and he ordered a full color one. And I was having the greatest time with, and I don't mean like a great time, but just a heck of a time with spending the length of time on getting the colored patch to work. And I was super frustrated and I was at my wit's end, and I had tried and tried and I tried, and I mean for pretty near a week I tried to get this to work. So I have another machine and I was just going to go and pick it up, but my partner was just like, hey, do what you gotta do, essentially. So anyway, I was in the midst of like trying this color patch and I'm uber frustrated. And then the still small voice, as it will, always whispers when you are probably at your wit's end. God was urging me to worry about what worked, not what didn't. So I find that funny, if you will, a bit ironic, because one of the passages, one of the scriptures that comes to mind whenever I am about at my wit's end with things, or I'm overwhelmed, or I feel like things are not going anywhere, and I'm going to butcher this. I'm just going to go ahead and give you a disclaimer now. I'm going to butcher this, but I do believe it's when Paul writes, whatever is lovely, whatever is good, whatever is true, and there are more, of course, adjectives to that, think on these things. So I find myself that when things have just gotten out of hand, out of my control, and I'm focusing, hyperfixating, if you will, on the thing that is not working, I have to stop, pause, and reset myself so I can start to think about things that are working. I was spending so much time on focusing on a design that just, it wasn't me. It wasn't the design. It wasn't anything, because I've stitched these patches before on a different machine. No problem. And I know that there's an issue with my bigger machine. I believe the timing is off with it. And I just don't even feel like getting the service done on it. But the issue, or the not even the issue, the main focus was for me to step back and realize that, like, you've done everything that you can possibly do in this situation. There's nothing more that you can do to help it. It's not you. Worry about the things that are working. So I ended up purchasing another machine and started stitching out my not problem child, the monochromatic patch, with almost no issue. But before I got into that, I tested like one, maybe two of the colored full color patches and sold out beautifully. And I was overjoyed and, you know, really relieved that I listened to that inner voice, because lately I haven't been. My intuition has been going off about a lot of things, and it's not that I've been ignoring it. I've been placing things on the back burner, sort of a procrastination thing, if you will. And I've been kicking myself because of it. And that's just not that's not the direction I want to go in. Hence me talking about my anxieties surrounding art and creating and doing art. And I think that once I give in to doing the thing when I feel the urge to do it, that'll open more space and opportunities up for my creativity to come through. And that's, I think, essentially what has been happening. After I troubleshooted, is that a word? Troubleshooted? Troubleshot? Assessed the problem, if you will. For as long as I did, you know, I really took that time to step back and to try to calm myself down, because I am one of those people, if I work while I'm frustrated, everything is going to go haywire. And I mean everything. And I joke and I say that the machines or the equipment that I'm working with oftentimes senses my mood and will act accordingly whenever I'm mad. So if I'm mad, it gets mad back. And we're just in a tizzy and nothing works right. So I have to remove myself from the situation. I'm so glad that I have gotten to the point in my life, or the point in my maturity, if you will, that I realize if I am soured, in a sour disposition, that I have to retreat. I have to get away from people, and I have to kind of hold myself up in a room, in a whatever, until I can get right, until I get myself right. And this may be a day, maybe an hour, it may be a couple of days, it may be a week, but I have to not poison other people with my mood because I don't feel put together at the moment. So I'm very glad that I've gotten to a point that is what. So now that I have this particular design going, it's kind of, like I said, open up my creativity to explore more into my notebook of ideas. I will admit that I haven't touched this particular notebook in a while. And it's not because I haven't had ideas. I think when I'm usually in the midst of something, or I'm out and about, ideas will come to me. So I jot them in my digital notebook on my phone, and I just don't ever transfer them over. And sometimes I don't even know how I want to begin that project. So that's one of the reasons I haven't ported it over into that physical notebook. Another thing I may do is just go ahead and sketch it out on my iPad and print it out and plop it into the back of that notebook. But there are ideas, and I try to date them if I can, that I started some time ago. I won't put any dates on it, that I'm just now revisiting. And yesterday, in the midst of making patches, I created a patch that kind of goes in a similar vein of one of the ones that I have. One of the patches that I sell is of like this comic or pop art comic strip style of a lady crying, and she was like, however will I, you know, give a F, or something like that, or I can't remember exactly what I wrote as the caption, but it's one of my favorite ones and one of the crowd's favorites as well. It has been a very popular patch since I have created it. Oh gosh, how long has it been now? Maybe 2 years? I'm not sure on the date, but it is a very popular patch of mine. And I'm so glad that I can make it, even though it doesn't come without issues either, but that's another story. So I created another pop art comic strip style patch that I have to test out, but I'm really excited about it because I've been wanting to bring another one to my store for quite some time. And I think it's one of those like ironic saying, kind of funny sayings that's pretty sassy, and capitalizing off of that in my shop, that's just as a Black feminist, you know, critic of patriarchy and capitalism. Ironic, I know. I do like to have those quirky type patches that are also in my shop. I also like a lot of candy or food related patches that I've been offering about body positivity. Those are kind of my sweet spots that they have a soft spot on my heart. But anyway, I've been so while going back and forth between computer and machine and computer, I sat and the entire day, and I do mean the entire day, I worked on this patch, and I've yet to sit down to actually stitch it out. I should have done so, but I was just in the midst of like really trying to work on this guy's order, and it was pretty hectic going back and forth with that. Plus, I still have other orders that I have to fill and work on. So I'm in the midst of completing orders and working on customs as they come by. And then I have to make a prom dress for someone. So I'm getting that stuff worked out as well. trying to make sure that the store that I ordered from has all of the fabric that I need, which is becoming increasingly difficult when fabric stores are closing everywhere. So just a lot on my plate, and no wonder that my emotions ran high, because I am very overwhelmed with work. And I'm not complaining at all. Lord knows I'm not. It's just one of those things that I was just like, okay, I need to learn how to compartmentalize, because right now my flow sucks and I need a better workflow. And I think once I got past troubleshooting, my flow kind of opened up a little bit so that I could assess what needed to be done and work accordingly. So once I got the patch to work, I was able to sit and prep fabric and prep other pieces so that they could be ready. As soon as I pulled some off of the machine, I could place another one down and just keep going. And that has been a very, very helpful thing in my process, because initially I didn't think that I had enough fabric to kickstart this particular order. But after going through checking my usable inventory, I was just like, oh, okay, I got just enough to slide him a couple of pieces of the thing that he requested. And so, yeah, I'm pretty stoked that this part is going really well, and that I'm finding a passion project in the midst of work that is rejuvenating my mood, because I'm going to need it, because summertime is opening up and I am challenging myself to do a thing that I haven't done in over a decade. And I quite honestly am very anxious and a little scared of doing. I want to attend vending events, and I would like to start vending. Again, this is not something I've done since, like, gosh, 2011, 2012, maybe. And my business was different. It had a different approach then. And though there have been other events that I've wanted to attend, they were not always the opportune times for me and my schedule at that time. But now I think I'm going to force myself to make time, and I'm a little, I don't know, I'm a little shaky about it. A few years ago, my former best friend he gave me a last minute kind of heads up that he wanted me to vend. He lived in Brooklyn at the time, and he was telling me about this event in New Jersey, I want to say, and it would have been, let's say, that particular weekend, and it was already like a Wednesday or Tuesday of that week. And I looked into it and it looked really good, but I knew I wouldn't have enough time to create stock for that event. Also, buy a plane ticket, get reservations for a hotel if that's what I was going to do. I probably was going to stay with him though. And, you know, take off last minute. I have a family. I have to make sure it's straight. And it was just not an opportune time that I could just take up and take off and just vend, although I would have loved the opportunity to do so. He did give me an offer that I really had to decline. And he was just saying, like, okay, well, that's fine. Send me your things and I'll just vend on your behalf. And I was just like, yeah, I don't really mix friends and money. If I do, I don't want you as a friend anymore, clearly, because oftentimes that money does not come back. My mom taught me years ago, never loan people money, give them money. So for example, if a person asks to borrow $100 and you don't have $100 just to give out, give them 20 and never ask for it again. And I felt like this would be one of those similar situations. If he vended for me, then I may not have, I don't know, the situation had potential to go awry, and I just didn't want to do it. And it was just too many what ifs in the situation, and I couldn't do it. And I thought that if that particular convention or whatever, I don't even remember what the event was, but if they offered it again, I would have liked to plan better. But funny enough, I haven't remembered that until now. I haven't even remembered that until this moment. So clearly, I didn't vend again, but that was several years ago, and I've been wanting to get out and do something since, but it's such a, I don't know, it's such an anxious thought to me. Of course, we play a lot of what if I don't, you know, make money? What if? But I think the thing is, I still get that exposure. I still get the practice from having done it to be able to want to do it again. And then who knows, I might get bitten by the vending bug and really want to branch out, especially being in North Carolina. So I don't know. But anyway, I feel like I have rambled on enough, my babies. And thank you so much for listening. Until next time, bye.